Football without fans is nothing.
Better football.
I'm not one type of guy. Unbelievable.
Wow. Mesut Ozil is the best number 10 of all time.
I think Pep Guardiola should be in there.
He's overrated.
Hangerland.
Yes, 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 it's Matty with the footy, and it's season two. In this episode, I'm joined by Charlie and Jenko, and we gave our Euro 2020 predictions. Enjoy. Right, boys, welcome back.
It's season two,
and it's the Euros mixed with a bit of transfer news, obviously, because the transfer window was now open, but the main focus is the Euros. So, boys, let's get into it. Our Euro predictions. Start with Group A.
Let me have a little look. Group A.
Who are we saying? Top two. Who are we saying the top two are going to be?
Italy first.
Really good team, them, aren't they?
In my prediction, yeah, I said Italy and Switzerland.
I said, yeah.
What are you saying, Charles?
Sorry, boys, my audio went on. You know, I'm gonna say Italy, and I'm half tempted to say Turkey. I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like Turkey could absolutely scrape that group for some reason.
So no one's saying Wales going through.
No, I think they're finishing last.
No, Wales are done.
I think Wales
could carry
them
through, but I just think I think they had Nico Williams in midfield the other game, didn't he?
I mean, he's not an ideal midfielder. He's a decent fullback, but he's not a midfielder, is he?
No.
Let's be honest.
For me, I don't know.
It's up to Bale, really.
It's not too sure about it, Jeff. Especially after this season, really.
Group one B, person, boys. This is the easiest
said,
group.
You've got to rely on one person to get you to the group.
Yeah.
You're not looking good. Group B is simple.
This is the easiest group. But I
Italy, Switzerland.
Actually, Turkey.
Wales, yeah, that's Group A, Italy, Switzerland, Turkey, Wales. Yeah.
Boys, Group B is not so simple, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Oh,
I'll wait to see what you say first.
Let's say our top two teams, I reckon Belgium and Russia.
I'm saying Denmark. That midfield for me.
See, I was going to say Belgium and Russia, but I knew someone was going to say Denmark.
That midfield for me, Denmark Belgium and Russia. Boston.
I'm just thinking of the World Cup where Russia were just on smoke.
That's yeah, all but I head. Seen a thing about yeah, them, but that Russian team's old now.
I don't know. I'm still saying Denmark. I just think that midfield trio, Højbjerg, Eriksson, and Delaney's like boss. And you've got like Christensen, Kasper Schmeichel.
Yeah, but isn't the striker that Poulsen or something?
That's the only letdown, isn't it?
No, and they have Braithwaite from Barca.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, please. They've got a decent team. At the end of the day, they have got a decent team.
It is just the forwards. But
all I'm saying
this could be
Belgium 100% out, Finland 100% out.
Yeah.
What about Pukki?
It's more of a case of whoever wins out of Pukki, he's done something for six games in the Prem and then fell off. I feel like whoever wins the game at Denmark and Russia is secured second place straight away. Like, that is the biggest game in the group. Easily.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's our whole group then? Is it Belgium?
I'm saying Belgium, Russia, Denmark, Finland.
I'll agree with that, yeah.
So Denmark's third. Remember that for later.
I will say, for Denmark, though, they can go either way, I think. If a striker just has a good Euros, like a James Rodriguez one, I can see them doing really well. But
This next, Group C. This is easy to predict.
Group C is really easy. However, boys, I've got a question. I'm looking at it on the Sky Sports app, so I can't quite see the full name of the team. Is that North Macedonia or something?
Yeah.
What's the name of the team?
Holy hell.
It just says North M.
Yeah, North Macedonia. This is easy. It's gotta be Netherlands,
Holland
Austria,
first, then Austria.
Ukraine, North Macedonia.
Yeah, easy. Could be an upset,
like,
but no.
I'm gonna ask the question later on after the predictions. That's when.
Yeah.
The questions come. This is just prediction. Group D. England's group.
It's coming off.
Wait, I thought England were left Europe.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Brexit.
Right. I'm saying England, Croatia, Czech Republic, Scotland.
I'm saying I'm
crazy. Go on, Charlie. Sorry. Go on.
Jack,
you might say the same as me. I'm going Croatia, England, Czech Republic, Scotland.
Yeah, I'm the same as you.
That's so wild.
It is a bit. He's just flipped one.
If I'm honest, crazy.
If I'm honest, I was going to go Croatia, Czech Republic, England, Scotland, but I thought no.
See, the thing is, you're saying that, right? But I genuinely think there's a chance that could happen because England's national team is dog.
I see England getting beat to Scotland.
Not that. Like, if we get beat to Scotland, we don't deserve to finish anywhere above bottom.
The Czech Republic team, right? They just fight for the country, I can already tell. Right? And then you've got Tommy Suchek, Kufal, who've been boss this season.
Will he show up in the Euros? Same with loads of players, they always have a great season and just don't perform in the Euros at all.
I think he could, you know.
And that could be the other way around as well.
I'll say all the way down.
And perform in the Euros, like Sterling, Raheem Sterling is going to perform in the Euros, I'm telling you now.
Oh, as long as Kane squares it.
Yeah.
No, apparently he was offside. Sterling was offside even if he squared it, you know.
Oh, I feel bad for Scotland, though. Like Andy Robertson.
Isn't that their first major tournament?
I think so, yeah.
Is it ever or like in a certain amount of years?
I'm not too sure on that. I hope for their sake it's in so many years, but I'm not 100% on it.
Yeah. I'm going to go Croatia, England, Czech Republic, Scotland. But I wouldn't
agree with you because Croatia did nothing wrong to the World Cup.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if Czech Republic finished above England, which is mad, but.
But I wouldn't rule it out.
We're missing Maguire as well, aren't we? I think. Or he might just be coming back.
Well, no, they'll probably play him even though he's not fit. And then even though Roy Keane doesn't want Henderson playing because Henderson.
Right, boys, this is for later. This is for later down.
Okay, I can't help it.
I know.
Roy Keane sends me off my head.
Group E. I reckon this is second hardest group. You know.
It is the second hardest group, and I just don't. I'm looking at it, I'm just thinking.
Spain top.
I know. Yeah, Spain top. Poland second.
No. Don't rule out Slovakia. They've got that.
I was going to put Slovakia.
Is that right?
No, I was going to put Slovakia third. Sweden bottom.
Yeah, centre back.
Is that the one that Hamsik plays for?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I'm going Spain top. Sweden. Slovakia.
No, Sweden have passed it, boys. Sweden aren't going to do anything.
I say Sweden last.
I was going to say, Sweden, they've been relying on Ibra for years.
Yeah. And he's injured.
Definitely got a good team.
I just think that Alex Isaac, so the striker.
Not really.
Oh. Alex
Isaac. I reckon, that Spain team. People like underestimating that team, you know.
Yeah, they are 100%.
And yeah. That team's got potential to make it quite far in the tournament. But Poland yeah, second, or Slovakia
second.
Yeah, I'll go Poland second. Yeah.
So Spain, Slovakia, Poland, yeah. Slovakia, Sweden.
I think Lewandowski will just carry.
Right, boys. Yeah. The group of death time.
The group of death, me, I think is quite straightforward. That's the thing.
No, this is it. Ready? This is my one. France, Germany, Portugal, and Hungary.
Man's the exact same as us. I think it's very straightforward. I've got no hope for Portugal.
Hungary.
Do you think it's a red Portugal? I think with Portugal, they have got three players that I can think of something that are just going to carry. Joseph and Alan Fernandez.
Portugal, top.
What?
What?
Because I think they'll show really good thing in the group, but I think they'll lack in the knockouts. So I think Portugal first, France second, Germany third, Hungary fourth.
Okay. Right. Well,
I think Portugal is really good in the group, but in the knockouts, I just don't think they'll have it. They've got too many like players who bottle it. So Bruno. Bernardo. I know they've got Ronaldo, obviously, but like, he's 37 now. Do you know what I mean? He can't really dribble anymore. And Yeah. I'm sticking with that. Portugal first. I think they'll.
Have you just said Ronaldo can't dribble no more?
Not really, no.
You're definitely a Messi fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
But I am a Messi fan myself, boy.
Yeah, so, I think they'll be really good in the group, but not the knockouts.
Boys, in the Euros, the four best third place teams go through. So out of the six teams you put third, what four go through? I'm saying
Denmark.
Yeah. Portugal go through.
Yeah.
You're saying they finish third, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Maybe Czech Republic.
How many teams are four or six? That goes through four, isn't it? Top four. Yeah, but this is easy.
Can't be six.
Teams that finish first.
No, yeah. Turkey, Denmark, Portugal, Czech Republic, Ukraine, or Slovakia. That's the six teams you preferred.
No, I'll read through that easy. Turkey, Denmark, Portugal, Slovakia, maybe.
And Czech Republic.
Oh, yeah, Czech Republic.
And I think they're the four teams that go through.
Is it based on goal difference, is it, yeah?
Points? Is it points?
It'll be points, and then it'll be decided by factors of needed.
Yeah, Czech Republic, maybe.
Portugal, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Denmark.
Wow.
Not
Turkey, no?
Yeah. Nah.
Wales might get
third
to go through.
I think Turkey might finish second in that group.
Well, boys, someone brushing their teeth.
No, it's me, right?
I'm brushing the teeth now.
I thought someone brushing the teeth.
Me, right? Sorry, boys, me, pen.
Chenko's brushing his pipes, my thing down.
Imagine.
Well, boys, who's your final? I'll say mine first. Mine's France and Germany, and I think Germany's going to take it home.
Oh. Right. I don't know how the bracket works. Like, I don't know who has to play who for it to be in the final. But I'll just go with what two teams on paper without working out. Like, say generally England play like the second. If we finish first, we play the second best team in the group.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ignore all that. I'm gonna say it's France versus Holland.
Ooh.
I think Holland's gonna win it. I'm going.
Ooh. A little bit of spice, that Charles.
Holland to one, boys.
I'd say yeah if they had Van Dijk, but I don't know.
Donny Van Der Beek, boys.
I'm
going Germany and Belgium.
You play the game for the season.
Germany, Belgium. Wow. Yeah.
And I think Belgium's gonna win it. But
wow.
Yeah.
So Charles Achens. Holland's going to win it. I reckon James going to win it. Generally, I reckon Belgium. None of us said the favourites. Joe White, because not boring, that's why.
There we go.
Why was the favourites?
England, France. Of course.
Oh.
So, boys.
France favourites. Really?
Speaking of England, Genko, it's not coming home. Do apologise to all the England fans, but it's not
coming
home. Oh, yeah. England starting 11, boys. This is a big topic. Who will Gareth Southgate pick? So put ourselves in the mind of Gareth Southgate and we've got to come to a combined team. So what formation are we going for? Five at the back?
Hang on, let me get the team up.
The friendlies he's been playing.
Charles, if you want the team up, mate, yeah, just go on Matty with the footies Instagram and it should be there.
He's been playing 4-3-1 in the friendlies. Do you reckon he'll play that in the tournament?
I reckon he should.
Boys, are we doing this though as Gareth Southgate? Are we doing it as what we do?
What shall we do? What we do or what Gareth Southgate would do?
I think we should do what we do because I'm not being funny. If he plays three at the back, he needs shoot.
What we do? Yeah, well, then, what formation are we going to go for?
I mean, solid 4-3-3 I'd do.
Yeah. But
I can't deal with the Padres.
Yeah, Joe, what? That's 4-3-3, that's a good shout there.
I like the 4-3-1, but yeah, 4-3-3.
In goal, easy. Pickford. If anyone disagrees, then you're wrong. Jordan Pickford.
Gotta be.
That's a good
Don't say Dean Henderson. Don't dare say Dean Henderson.
I can't back Little Arms. Every time I watch him, he's making mistakes. And he's clueless. He makes mistakes and shots.
Is worse, though.
That's the thing. Let's get Sam Johnson in goal.
You can see that.
You know what? Bring back David James. That's what I say.
Bring back Rob Green. Rob Green. We need him against USA to make that mistake.
We need a mean. We need a keen. We need Rob Green.
So, boys, for the back, let's start with the left back. Is it going to be Luke Shaw or Ben Chilwell?
I like Chilwell. I reckon he's all right.
We go for the right back now. Reece James. Trippier. Kyle Walker. Who are we going for?
Reece James.
I'm
just going to Walker.
If it was Gareth Southgate's squad, I would have said Trippier because he loves him.
Yeah.
But Reece James has just won the Champions League. His confidence is high.
All in full box compared to Reece James is Reece James is really good at going forward and he's really good at tracking back as well. Whereas you've got Kyle Walker, who's sort of a pace merchant. He gets up the pitch, but then he won't track back, or he'll stay back and he won't get forward. He gets caught in the trouble a lot. He has, but then at the same time, I feel like this is what I don't get about the national team. Why do you base it on experience and not on form?
Yeah.
Like, granted, people play on a bigger stage, so they can handle the pressure more, but bloody hell. Some of the people who take the Euros sometimes think, and you're washed. Like, you are washed. You've been picked on
there. James Ward-Prowse has been robbed, by the way.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, Joe, why that is? Because Maguire's not fully fit. Mm. No, it's because Maguire's not fully fit, so he has to have another centre-back for backup. That's why. So, boys, two centre-backs. Are we going for Maguire, Stones, Kyle Walker, maybe? Mings, Connor Cody, or Ben White?
Stones, Maguire, I think.
Stones and Maguire. If Maguire's not fit, though, it would be going.
Be tired on Mings, won't
it? I can't.
I've seen some of the memes about him. He said, "If he weren't left footed, he'd be somewhere else."
Yeah.
Did you not see the video of the other day when we played the friendly?
When it was
complete off the ball, just body check someone.
Yeah.
So, boys, three midfielders. Are we going for one? One DM.
Six and two, eight. Like, yeah.
Attacking, so. Yeah. We say,
I think you need to attack. This is where England slack. England play far too defensive. They need to go out there and actually use their attacking players.
Does Jordan Henderson start, though?
Faith. If he's fifth come the Euros, if he feels up to it, start Henderson. If not, I would start Declan Rice.
Henderson as a six isn't great, but I think he might be better.
He's not, but he can do the job for England because he's more vocal. Yeah. Harry Kane as a captain is
abysmal. Does Phillips not get a shout?
No shouts.
I think he might in the small games when we need him. But
are we going Henderson or Rice then? Or
Henderson. Pendham. I'm going. Mount.
That.
And I'm going to Jude Bellingham. What a player he is, by the way.
Unreal. Oh, yeah. Mount and Bellingham, I'd back both of them, you know.
Do you play Phil Foden in the midfield and put Sancho on the right?
Boys.
He's just a bit weird about Foden.
With his gathered haircut.
I like him on the wing, not in
midfield. He's the real Slim Shady. Please stand up.
That hair is mank, isn't it? Fucking hell. Tell you some stuff. Jesus.
He just said, I can tell you some Stockport.
Yeah. Each to their own, but.
Are we starting Jude Bellingham, really?
Yeah, he's great.
Hey, Jude.
Can't wait to mine.
Right. Let me hold the forwards that quick.
Let's all agree. It's Harry Kane up front. We can all agree on
Harry
that.
Harry Kane up front, yeah.
Sancho on the wing.
Yeah.
No, Sancho.
This is where Jenko gets involved now because he might want Phil Foden on the right.
I do. I think.
He's being on fire this season, Foden.
Yeah.
I prefer to have Sancho.
I would say Sancho and Sterling. You know, still under the stink of a season. I would, Charles. He'll play better for England. Than
I watched England the other day.
That well.
Yeah.
And Sancho was on the right. And when he got the ball, he was boss. But he weren't getting enough. And I just thought, I'd rather
is, the, is that in now? Who was playing midfield? Who was I'd the creativity in midfield to get the ball to him?
Henderson and Rice, I think.
Exactly. Another fault.
See,
England.
This is where, this is where I don't agree with Jude Bellingham.
I just think...
I agree. Jude Bellingham, we sack him off, yeah, and we put Foden, then have Sancho on the right and Foden in midfield.
I'm picking Sancho and Foden. I want Sancho on the left, I think. I reckon he'd be really good as well. But if he wants to play Rashford, then I'd go...
Oh, no, you're not playing Rashford. Not a chance that man gets his England team. That is...
Oh, boys, I don't agree with Jude Bellingham, you know. But I also do at the same time. But you can get up and down, can't you? You don't...
Honestly, I can't wait to mind.
But like, you have to play Foden after the season he's had. You have to play.
That's why I reckon him on the right. And then.
But Sancho's Kane also a great player, though.
Can play on the left, but
can he though? On the wing. Did you play in the left for Dortmund?
He can, yeah. Do you only play him on the right because you've got Royce and Hazard, but he has played there.
So are we going Phil Foden on the right or Sancho on the right?
I think
so. It's Charlie. Right, on the left, you have options here. Rashford, Sancho,
Jack
Grealish.
I love Grealish, he's been...
No, I don't like him at all one bit.
I don't think he fits in when we've got Mount as well in midfield. He almost does the same thing.
I'm saying Sterling, you know.
Yeah.
Sterling's experience are just... I reckon he'll perform in the Euros, you know. He had a poor season, but he will perform
in
the Euros.
Because if he doesn't do well, it's ropey, isn't it? I think.
Boys, I don't want to wear it. Do you know why? Because I just googled Foden's stats for this season, and this man has been stat paths. The man has played 28 games, 11 of which he came off the bench. He's only scored 9 goals in the Prem and got 5 assists. How is that considered a good season?
I don't know.
Did he start the friendlies, Junko?
How is that considered a good season?
Yeah. But that's it's because he was in Champions League.
True.
Joe final.
Did Rhys James start in the friendlies though?
No. Neither did Mount.
Did Chilwell?
No. It was Trippier on the left back.
But we have to go Foden because the season he had is astonishing.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, everyone's saying the season's phenomenal. Them stats are completely different.
No, but the stats are better than Sterling, aren't they?
Yeah, so, but the £800 million squad he's in does. Which I just don't see it with Foden. No one's ever going to convince me, I don't think. Until a man starts banging in 20 goals a season, 20 assists a season.
I don't think Foden should go but he didn't go in.
He didn't even break 10 goals or 10 assists.
Yeah, I guess.
And he was up there for player of the year. This man was considered for player of the year.
Compare him to. Yeah, I don't agree with that. Compare him to Sterling and Rashford.
Sancho stats this season for Dortmund in the Bundesliga.
Well, hang on, before we go to Sancho, was Sancho not injured at the start of the season for quite a long time?
Yeah, I'm going to fold and play.
Sterling got more goals in this season.
28, I think it was, and 11 off the bench.
Sancho played 26, scored 8, and got 11 assists in the Bundesliga.
So he's one goal behind Foden and what?
2 matches.
Six assists more in less games.
That's what I reckon we played both, but yeah, for, I think
but Sancho can, and Rashford. Can you see then. Sancho playing on the left though?
Yeah.
I just
he's right footed. So he can just cut in, but
I don't see
I'm
him
not
playing
saying
they're
not the team, I'm just saying I think the kid could bottle it. He'll do one of either two things. He'll either absolutely bottle it or he'll have one of the best Euros we've seen from an England player in quite a while. I'm putting that out there right now. He'll do one of the two. He'll do one of the two.
I'm just saying, if you put Sancho on the left, that is a questionable decision. Oh, fuck it. Let's do it, innit? We're matched with the footy. Let's do something different. So, boys, this is our Matt. This is Matthew with the footy's team, England team. Sorry, Charlie. Matthew with the footy's England starting 11 is Jordan Pickford in goal, Reece James, John Stones, Harry Maguire, Ben Chilwell. Three in midfield, Jordan Henderson, Jude Bellingham, Mason Mount. The three up top, Phil Foden, Harry Kane, and Jadon Sancho.
Coming home, baby.
It's not. So, boy, that was our England team.
You loved it.
Someone's dog showing up on one. Boys, I don't think he's mentioned it before, but who do you think's getting top goal scorer?
Oh, that's the question, Charles. Top goal scorer, easy. Man's questionable, yeah.
Man's questionable, to be fair. Because the man doesn't really perform in internationals.
Who do you think getting top goal scorer? Good question,
I said
Charles.
Belgium's going to win it. So I think it'll be Lukaku. But I've said Holland are going to win it. But I think Holland are going to be really low scoring, but they're going to scrape through every single game, if that makes sense.
Man's
team will win. Mbappe. I'm saying Mbappe.
Oh.
I'm saying top goal scorer, Timo Werner.
I think Matthew agrees with me. Werner is in the right position constantly. His finishing's just been awful this season. I'm telling you now, that player is going to be some player next season. And it's going to kick-start in the Euros 100%. Oh.
Which, Charles, who's yours?
Kind of fired away. Hey, Mbappe. But Chelsea next season are going to be unreal. Havertz, Mount, Werner. If they get Haaland in or Hakimi, oh my God.
Jake, who's your top goal scorer for the Euros then?
I'm still saying on Lukaku. I just think with De Bruyne feeding him through and Hazard
is
might have a good
De Bruyne not injured?
Yeah, for the first game, he is.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I feel like Hazard will be good as well. I don't know why. He's got a feeling.
I think he's past his peak.
His peak wasn't even that high of a peak. He's been very...
Yeah.
He's another one of them players.
Yeah, boys. So. Joe the underdog. Yeah. Are they also classed as dark horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, let's do
underdog for me is like the way you can say the Holland and underdog, like they're a big team, but there's not a big chance of them winning. I would say, like, if you're saying a dark horse is like
Denmark,
like they can rush it, or something like that.
I say that's an underdog, though, isn't it? Yeah, boy, you ready?
I don't know.
Who is going to be the underdog of the Euros?
I think Germany's making the final.
Man's questionable, you know.
Joe,
why?
I'm going to say England.
No. But like, people might not class him as an underdog. Italy.
That's very interesting, yeah, because I was thinking the exact same thing, but I just didn't want to say it. I'm not thinking them all Poland.
I know, Italy like a big like country, do you know what I mean? Like, they're a big six.
As well recently. Being like that underdog, haven't they? But
I reckon Italy's an underdog.
Then more Poland, I'm going to say.
I'm going Denmark. I do. I looked at that team for.
My underdog is Italy. Charles is.
I'll change up and go Poland.
Jenko's is.
Denmark.
Wow. Italy is the underdog, though, you know. I might not be.
I think they always are because no one ever expects Italy to do well because they're such a dodgy team.
Mancini unbeaten though for Italy.
Yeah, for like 2 years. Well, like they didn't make the World Cup as well, did they?
Nah.
But
neither did Holland though.
True.
Was it the last World Cup didn't make Holland?
Yeah.
See, boys, who's gonna be the biggest upset? Like, what's gonna be the biggest upset? Like,
probably England getting knocked out in the groups.
I can see North Macedonia just getting one win. I don't know why. They got a cool flag, haven't they? And...
That's not a big upset. That's a big achievement for them.
No, I know, but like you wouldn't expect it, would you?
Do you know what? I might have to agree with. I can't agree. We're going to go all different. I'm saying, yeah, Portugal not making it out of the groups.
If Portugal don't make it out of the groups, even with that top top four third place teams, they need shooting.
I think Ronaldo will just finish up the title in football.
I think they'll win their group. I just think they'll lose like the first knockout round or second. I don't think they'll make it like semis or quarters.
Yeah.
But Poland, I don't know. I don't reckon they'll be that good. I know Lewandowski's there, but
yeah. Here's one for you. Biggest upset, I doubt it'll happen, but biggest potential upset for me would be France getting knocked out in the groups.
Nah, that's not that.
Like, I know it's very unlikely to happen, but
that's impossible.
Well, they are in the group of death. And it takes a dodgy free kick or something.
Yeah.
Then again, Germany did get knocked out to the World Cup in the groups.
It's international football. You can predict it a little bit, but you can't predict it fully because it's cagey.
I know this only in the World Cup, yeah, but have you seen that case also in the World Cup? The World Cup winners always get knocked out in the group the World Cup after.
I have seen that.
Spain done it. Germany done it. France. Maybe next year France might do it.
Yeah, next year.
The World Cup's next year, isn't it?
Is it back to back? Because of
because it got delayed, didn't it?
Yeah,
oh, my God, love that.
You always meant to be last year, weren't it? Now it's this year.
I thought they were going to push everything back.
No.
But they're still calling this tournament Euro, which is confusing me because I forget what year it is. Sometimes.
Don't forget, boys, we still have the Olympics this year.
Oh, the fella who made that logo must have cried, you know, because that was the best logo I've ever seen.
Well, boys, anything more about the Euros?
Oh. Who do you think will break out? Do you know what I mean? So, like, who's all right now, but, like, in this tournament, will just be a world beater?
Spain.
And get it. Yeah.
Spain.
I don't even know, like I said before, I don't like
Team or player. Yeah, either.
Player.
Like I said before, Frozen will either have a really good one or a really poor one. Yeah.
I reckon that Pau Torres, you know.
The centre-back?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I reckon after this tournament, he's going to be world class, or even Gnabry. You know,
yeah,
Gnabry is solid.
This is a proper off one. Do you like Calhanoglu for Turkey?
No, mate, it's free kick.
He's old, though, isn't he?
I can see him scoring a free kick or two. Yeah, but I can see him like
the next James Rodriguez.
A little bit, yeah.
What the name? James Rodriguez.
I reckon that
the name is Bond. How much do you guys thought that headline was?
Yeah, I see that Torres. Or who's that Spain person? That Gerard Moreno.
The striker, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Europe League, didn't he?
Well, it starts today.
11th of June.
It starts today, Charles, because it comes out. This comes out tomorrow.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, it starts at 8 o'clock.
Well. That's season 2, episode 1 complete. Yes, yes, yes. That is the end of this episode. Don't forget to drop a follow on Instagram @MattyWithTheFooty. And we will catch you next time. In a bit. Ta-da.